CBS Shortwave in Milano, signing on.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 671. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. I've got music, letters, and a very strong message from the Lord regarding subjects that many people tell me they read the Bible, but they really don't know what it says. That's why if you really want to know what the Bible says, a lot of the things that the Bible says may offend you. But the Lord states that His words should not offend you. He's offended with you and most of the people in the world. And when it says that there's no offenses, that means that you shouldn't offend the Lord by not liking His word. Because the most important thing in the world is to like what the Lord says. And don't make Him offended at you. Because there have been many people down through the years that the Lord told me not to pray for. They'd call up and they'd have second and third degree burns. And I found out that this person was supposed to be on watch at the church. And instead they were watching a movie instead of staying at their post and doing what the Lord wanted them to do. And so the Lord says, I don't want you to pray for him because I allowed this to happen to him. Now there's all the bleeding, supposed to be wounded type souls out there that would tell me that I'm not hearing from God and that they are, and that they just say, oh, look at him, what kind of a person is him? But the Lord told me. Jennifer at our church was diagnosed with some kind of sickness that the doctors didn't even know what it was. And so her husband called me up and asked me to pray for her. And I started to pray for her. I'm not an opinionated type person. I just go by what the Lord says, and I'm in the spirit enough to know everything that I want to know about a person or about a place or about a thing or anything, or what to spend money on and what not to spend money on. And I started praying for her, and the Lord told me, no, don't pray for her. She will not live the night through if she doesn't come up here and touch the throne, talk to me. If she touches the throne, she will live. She'll be miraculously healed. But if she doesn't, she will not be healed. And so I told her husband that, and he puts her on the phone with me. I said, the Lord told me that if you don't get a hold of him tonight, you'll be dead by morning, and your soul will be in hell. I had no idea what she was did or what she was doing, and I didn't care. Doesn't really. But I just, and so she did touch the throne. She really got up there herself. You know, people have to hustle to get up to the front of the throne. They have to hustle. They have to discipline themselves to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit.